With the Q106.5 Regional News, I'm Cindy Campbell.
Ellsworth police have identified the man who drove into the Dollar Tree store earlier this week. 80-year-old Joseph LaFrance of Ellsworth and his 75-year-old passenger were both taken to the hospital with minor injuries. Police are still investigating what caused him to go through the front doors of the store. Camden National Bank in Waterville was robbed on Tuesday. Waterville police say a man in a green winter jacket and black mask didn't show a weapon, but allegedly threatened bank employees before leaving with an undisclosed amount of money. The owner of Bangor's Half Acre Nightclub is working with the city to address noise and safety issues after its license was renewed with conditions. Some of the suggestions posed by owner Patrick Brand included the club leasing the city parking lot during business hours to allow security to patrol and constructing a raised crosswalk to slow patrons down as they leave the lot. Transit drivers for the Community Connector buses are in short supply, so the City of Bangor is offering to pay people to take the course. Applications are being accepted for a course coming up in January with an application deadline of December 16th. Find more information at bangormaine.gov. Governor Jenna Mills has announced a $474 million winter heating relief program this week that could include a $450 check for qualifying residents to help defray the cost of heating their homes. That proposal will be considered by the full legislature today. The Wreaths Across America convoy leaves for Washington, D.C. on Sunday, bound for Arlington, to lay wreaths on the graves of soldiers. At 9 o'clock Sunday morning, the convoy will stop in the parking lot of the Mill Mall in Ellsworth for a brief ceremony. And the third annual Beth C. Wright Festival of Lights kicks off this weekend and will offer a holiday lighted trail on Friday and Saturday evenings all month on Commerce Park in Ellsworth. Find more information on the Beth C. Wright Festival of Lights Facebook page.
Find more news on demand anytime at Q1065.fm and on the Q106.5 app.